For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The state Senate has approved the remaining eight bills that make up the spending plan for fiscal year 2015. Among those voted on Tuesday was the budget for the Department of Public Safety, which received a tiny bit of extra funding, $147, to buy a fax machine. Democrat Jolie Justice of Kansas City sponsored that amendment to protest the agency's opposition to a rewrite of the criminal code, which she sponsored.
The Department of Public Safety sent a fax to an outside party with purposes of sending it to the press, telling some of their concerns that they had about the criminal code. And I just have to think that if these were real concerns, they would have sent it to us. So based on that assumption, I have to think that their fax machine is broken.
The Department of Public Safety has not yet responded to requests for comment. The State House and Senate must reach an agreement on the budget by May 9th. The differences between the two chambers are minor at this point, although the Senate wants to raise higher education spending by 5% compared to a 3% hike proposed by the House. The Opus Group announced plans to drop the threat of legal action surrounding its controversial downtown Columbia student housing project. The real estate group had been granted permission to begin construction on a new high-rise apartment complex, but concerns from some Columbia residents cast the future of the building into doubt. First Ward Council member Jenny Chadwick worked with Opus to broker a new deal that would rescind the original ordinance and reach a new deal that would attempt to satisfy both sides of the issue. Chadwick says she is optimistic the new agreement will address the concerns of the Repeal 6214 group.
I do feel that this is meeting the requests of the people and going through due process. You know, there's obviously some big picture things that we need to consider, that our downtown infrastructure still has to be up to date.
Chadwick says she plans to put the bill on the Columbia City Council's agenda for their May 5th meeting. The Missouri Senate has passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would create a temporary sales tax to fund transportation needs around the state, but not before shrinking it. The original proposal, passed by the House, would have created a 1% sales tax. The Senate adopted a substitute version that would instead create a 0.75% transportation tax, would not include a fuel tax increase, and would guarantee that no toll roads would be built during the 10-year period the tax is in effect. GOP Senator Mike Keogh of Jefferson City said the changes were a concession to avoid a filibuster.
And I'm trying to see if we can move something forward that is reasonable, that members in this chamber would support, and then our counterparts over in the House would take back up support as well, and we could get it before a vote of the people.
The measure's most vocal opponent, fellow Republican John Lamping of St. Louis County, chose not to block it, but he still condemned the scaled-back proposal, saying it would still be the single largest tax increase in Missouri's history. The proposal now goes back to the Missouri House. The Missouri House passed legislation that would eliminate renewals on payday loans and lower the amount of interest borrowers can currently charge. Under current law, loans can be renewed up to 6 times, and lenders can charge up to $75 in fees for a $100 loan. In Missouri, payday loans can be up to $500 and last from 14 to 31 days. The bill also allows a borrower to sign up for additional time to pay back a loan without penalty. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.